Blind people in the UK are entitled to a concessionary TV licence, although it appears many are unaware of this, and those who are find the process of applying difficult. However, all of that is about to change. Currently, a severely sight-impaired person needs evidence from a hospital consultant ophthalmologist, meaning at least one eye hospital outpatient visit and a journey through old hospital notes, which, of course, all adds increased demand on an already challenged NHS. However, a groundbreaking agreement between RNIB, TV Licensing and the Health and Social Care Board will make it much easier for people with severe sight impairments to access the blind concession TV licence. This has been led by the team at RNIB in Northern Ireland. Joining me now to discuss this is Gillian Clifford, Interim Policy and Campaigns Manager at RNIB based in Belfast. Welcome to the programme, Gillian.
Hi, Steve.
And also joining me is Professor Jonathan Jackson, Head of Optometry at Royal Victoria Hospital in Belfast. Hello to you, Professor.
Hi, Stephen.
So, Professor Jackson, let me start with you. To me, television is a form of entertainment and enjoyment. So why has it been so difficult up until now to obtain a concessionary TV licence and involved so many professionals?
Okay, so a lot of the stuff around TV licences and certification for sight impairment or severe sight impairment was introduced at the start of National Health Service, and it really hasn't changed a lot. Definitions of blindness haven't changed, but there are really two groups of people who put their names forward for certification. There are those who have acute sight loss and everything is current, and they're currently under ophthalmology management, receiving treatment, possibly attending low vision clinics, and they will be very familiar, hopefully, with the whole certification process, and it can be relatively easily progressed through ECLOs and that sort of thing. And then they gain access to whatever benefits that are available. But there are also a lot of people who have been sight impaired for a very long time, or elderly patients, and whose vision is stable and isn't changing. For example, those with dry age-related macular degeneration and huge macular scars. Now, these individuals will almost certainly not be reattending for routine ophthalmology clinics. So they'll probably have been off the books of an ophthalmologist. They may still be attending low vision clinics. They're probably still in primary practice for their glasses. But up until the TV licensing system changed, if they needed a TV license or wanted a TV license, they may have got it on the basis of being over 75 years of age. Last September, whatever, that changed. These individuals then were no longer eligible for help with their TV license on the basis of age, but they would be eligible for a TV license on the basis of their level of vision impairment. But in order to be certified, they then have to come back through the hospital system and have an appointment with a consultant ophthalmologist. And you know what our waiting lists are like, particularly the way COVID has affected us. And I could talk all day about COVID and sight impairment, but that's not probably for the moment. So it will be much easier to have an alternative way of trying to confirm that these individuals have a certain level of sight impairment and therefore would benefit from access to the TV license.
Yeah, it does seem, and you're absolutely right to bring up COVID, because that is, you know, obviously the biggest strain at the moment on our health service, and of course all the other conditions that are not being dealt with as a result of focus on COVID, which is no fault of the NHS. It's the reality we live in here. I'm glad you brought that up. But it is interesting around certification. Is it an attitude problem towards certification in the sense that people think, well, I'm getting older, my eyes are getting worse, so that's just the way it is? They don't almost see themselves as visually impaired people.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. We all get older. I'm not that far off the end scale myself, I'm sure. But as we all get older, what we kind of assume is that the knees tend to go a wee bit, the back gets a bit stiffer. Memory's not just quite as good as it used to be. Maybe the same thing happens with vision. So is it a natural process of aging? To a certain extent, that is true. But that doesn't mean nothing can be done about it. There are lots of things can be done to people who have sight-threatening eye disease to stop it getting worse, or in some cases to reverse part of it. You think about age-related macular degeneration, about glaucoma. With age-related macular degeneration, for example, we have great treatments for wet age-related macular degeneration, and we're working on treatments for dry macular degeneration. For glaucoma, great treatment to stop it getting worse. Regrettably, we can't reverse that. but great treatments to stop it getting worse if it's detected and treatments are started early. Diabetic eye disease, the same, and the same for a number of other age-related type eye conditions.
Let's bring in Julian Clifford here, Interim Policy and Campaigns Manager at RNIB, as I say, based in Belfast. Now, RNIB are working with TV licensing to make this agreement UK-wide as soon as possible. We're hearing from Professor Jonathan Jackson. The key here is certification, and this is indeed one of the benefits that that is available. Tell us what's changed from what's gone before with this new agreement.
Well, Steve, we're delighted to have had this opportunity to work with TV licensing with the Health and Social Care Board in Northern Ireland and with clinicians to develop what we believe is a creative and innovative solution, which we hope will provide an additional option for those seeking to evidence their entitlement to a 50% TV license concession. And as the professor has said, we believe it will also contribute to easing the current enormous pressures on our health service. Up to now, as you say, those seeking to evidence severe sight impairment for the purposes of the concession have generally utilised a certificate of vision impairment in Northern Ireland, and that requires an assessment which must be carried out during a hospital outpatient's appointment. So this not only puts an additional strain on the health service resources, but it can also create a delay in actually expediting the process. And with the help and support of community optometrists in Northern Ireland, which we're enormously grateful for, individuals here can now be assessed at their local opticians. And should they meet the criteria for severe sight impairment, they'll receive a letter from their optometrist, which they can then submit as evidence to obtain their TV license concession. The evidence can either be submitted in hard copy format or by email to TV licensing authorities. And this process does not replace certification, but it will assist specifically with expediting the TV licensing process. So should an individual want to be signposted for possible certification, trust multidisciplinary teams, including those from sensory support, are on hand to receive referrals. RNIB are always focused on responding to the needs and concerns of blind and partially sighted people, and this groundbreaking initiative was born directly as a response to an issue raised with our campaigns team in Northern Ireland, both by those seeking to obtain their TV license concession and by clinicians in Northern Ireland. And we remain enormously grateful to all those who've supported it, and indeed for the work carried out by our clinicians in Northern Ireland, by the board, the Trust Sensory Support Teams, and indeed by RNIB's ECLOS. While the operational frameworks around health and social care in the individual nations are often quite different, we can certainly see the scope to explore, adapt, and to develop this approach elsewhere. And RNIB Northern Ireland would certainly like to see the greatest possible number of people with severe sight impairment benefiting from this initiative.
So we're talking about a range of factors here. You've mentioned the massive amount of paperwork that's involved, the time that's taken, the stress on the NHS. Of course, there's the challenge of going through all the application process for the person themselves. But, Gillian, there's also an issue of cost. This does save people money by getting a concessionary TV licence.
It does indeed, and that's something that that we're very focused on as well. It is a benefit that is available to people with severe sight impairment, and it's extremely important that they're able to access it in a timely and efficient manner, and with the minimum amount of stress. And obviously, as well, we are very pleased that this will also help our clinicians and the health service at what is an extremely difficult time.
Stephen, one thing that has changed our world is COVID, as you know, and how COVID has impacted on certification is really significant. We published a paper in Ophthalmic and Physiological Optics which showed in the 3 months after the commencement of COVID lockdown, certifications in Northern Ireland dropped by 68%. And I think that is an indication of A, services not being available because of restricted numbers, and B, people being afraid or anxious about going up for services where there will be other people standing around and waiting. And that in itself then drives social isolation further. The more social isolation occurs, the more important it is for people who are vision impaired to have access to the television and for it not to be an overbearing expense on being able to access this facility.
Those figures are quite startling. Thank you so much for sharing that information with us. Professor Jonathan Jackson, Head of Optometry at Royal Victoria Hospital, Belfast, thank you for coming on to RNIB Connect Radio with us today.
Yeah, it's a pleasure, Stephen. Thank you.
And also thank you to Gillian Clifford, Interim Policy and Campaigns Manager at RNIB based in Belfast. Thanks to you.
Thank you very much, Steve.
And find out more about the campaign and the work that we do here at RNIB by visiting rnib.org.uk. And if you would like more information, call our helpline on 0303 123 9999. That's 0303 123 9999 or email helpline@rnib.org.uk. This is RNIB Connect Radio.